This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado businesses are looking to Congress for additional economic help. Lawmakers are working to extend the Paycheck Protection Program and a long-term loan program. Hunter Raley of Colorado's Small Business Majority says with concerns about a possible second wave, more loans may not be the answer.
Based on the high levels of uncertainty, it's really unclear how much appetite for additional debt there is right now.
Raley says businesses need cash and that any new loans should also go to minority and female-owned businesses that didn't get funds in the first round. If you haven't filled out your 2020 census yet, volunteers may be coming to your door soon. CPR's Mayor Ortega explains.
67% of Colorado households have responded to the census so far. The national average is 63%, but we're not even in the top 10 compared to other states. So the Census Bureau is sending out workers to follow up in person with homes that haven't filled out their census. Specifically, they'll be visiting folks around Denver, Aurora, and northern Colorado. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
A Denver area speedway that previously violated public health orders plans to host racing events later this week. Bandimere Speedway says it got approval from the Jefferson County Health Department. The county sued over a July 4th event that the Denver Post said drew roughly 7,000 people who were not social distancing. 91 in Denver, 97 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.